All right, you got to love that. Little Chicago. It's Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood, and now we're going to go to the Olympic Sports Report and catch up on all the good things in Charlottesville. And Chris Sill, take it away.
All right, guys. Women's tennis. Stefanie Nelta won the singles title at the Bulldog Classic Tournament at Georgia this past weekend. In golf, the 24th-ranked Virginia women's golf team wrapped up the fall portion of its schedule with a fifth-place finish at the Tar Heel Invitational in Chapel Hill. In men's golf, the team finished fifth at the Bank of Tennessee Intercollegiate, held in Johnson City, Tennessee.
And we're not going to talk about women's soccer or women's or men's soccer because they lost, and field hockey lost, a nail-biter. So a tough
spring is our season anyway.
And volleyball won their first set and then lost the next two. But let's talk football this coming weekend.
Trying to stay positive this week.
Come on,
right?
We're trying to find some positives. All right, Virginia football schedule this coming week. All right, obviously, Virginia plays Wake Forest at 12:30 on Saturday. Virginia Tech is at Clemson at noon.
Big game down in Death Valley. I think Virginia Tech may have a tough time down there, though.
Anything could happen there. Clemson is known to throw a game just by not showing up, even at home. Tech played well after the first quarter against Duke. I think Tech is going to go down there and beat Clemson.
I can see that. They played real well that second half.
Got to give the Hokies credit.
I'll be the odd man out. I'm going Clemson.
Boston College at Georgia Tech. This could be a really bad game for Paul Johnson. If he lost to Boston College at 3 o'clock, whew.
Georgia Tech wins easy.
All right, maybe so, maybe not. NC State at Maryland, that's a good game. ESPNU, 3:30, how about?
It should be really competitive. I'm going to go Maryland at home. I think they're starting to play well.
Chris, quick.
I don't know. I think I say State.
North Carolina, Duke. Duke failed in the second half entirely.
I think North Carolina just has too many athletes.
Athletes. Yep. Florida State at Miami. That's a good football game. FSU and a nail biter, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think Florida State on the road takes care of business. And Virginia will win the game this weekend.
Me too. They're going to break out of this slump. And I think with the bye week coming up, if they could get this win, I think that would help them tremendously going into the tough, meaty part of the schedule.
Who's on the show next week?
Perfect timing, Hobo. We have former UVA quarterback Gene Arnett.
And former sideline reporter for a year or two, too, on the Sports Network.
Did you know that Gene, besides working in the fuel industry, was once a pilot?
I think I did know that, yes.
So we're going to get to hear from the former pilot. And
I think he was a jet jockey, wasn't
he? Yeah,
Navy pilot, carrier landing and all that kind of stuff?
He has no fear. No fear, baby. UVA point guard deluxe Sean Singletary has been invited by Mr. Hobgood.
Yeah, we don't have confirmation, but I'm confident that Sean will be. I've run into him a couple of times at the last two football games and able to catch up with him. It would be terrific if he will join us next week in the second half hour.
And we've got Dr. Gordy Rawls joining us from Ortho Virginia for the the injury report. We've got Tommy Vigorito, former UVA running back, joining us in a few weeks. We've reached out to David Sloan, John Pappett. We're working on Tom Glassick and Russ Henderson. Aaron Brooks made two calls to try to get Aaron Brooks going. So we've had Aaron on the show before, but we're hoping to bring him maybe in studio. And he does a great job. He really knows his football.
And we should mention October 27th. Don't forget the remote at Moore's Volvo.
Live remote, 10 to 12 p.m. in the morning. Saturday, October 27th at Moore's Volvo, 7100 block of West Broad Street. And we've already got a commitment from Kevin Coffey to join us there that day.
Yeah, come out that morning. In the meantime, go Hoos. Get it done this weekend against the Deeks.
Beat Wake. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
You've been listening to Hoos Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Get the podcast of this show at sportsradio910.com.